Jesus, we thank you so much. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. The goodness, Lord, your tender mercies. Lord, thank you for your gentleness. Lord, thank you for the Spirit, Lord God, that so moves. Oh, in a still, small voice. So perfectly, Lord God, and thank you, Lord, that we just look to you, and thank you, Lord, that your grace is teaching us to wait upon the Lord. Wait upon me, wait upon the Lord. Jesus, there's so much encouragement, God, and thank you again for your patience and your long suffering with us, Lord. Again, thank you for that mercy that we just praise you till you come. And Lord, cause it to truly change us, Lord. Change us from glory to glory. Let us see that love that you so have loved us with, Lord. Before the foundations of the world, Lord God, you loved us. And you gave it all. Lord, cause us truly to groan within us for that love wherewith we are loved. Cause it to be that changing, Lord God, that altering, Lord, the monumental times over and over, let one be today. God, just one little thing, Lord, let it change a life here today. And we know that that's what your word does, causes us to be the men and women that we could never even imagine we could be. Thank you for this love. Thank you for this truth. Father, may we magnify your Son in the fullest. May we magnify him, Lord, to give him all the glory for his magnificent grace. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Someday I'm going to open my eyes and I'm going to see. But I'll tell you what, when I close him, I get a good look. So I'm so thankful to God. Well, I mentioned we're going to begin in Song of Solomon. We'll venture over to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. What is that going to be? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So you might kind of put a finger there too. But in the Song of Solomon, right at the beginning, chapter 1, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Now, praise God, those that are familiar with the Song of Solomon, and I pray really familiar with this so powerful opening statement. The meaning here is the kiss of the lover that the Lord so longs and desires to be to us. I thank God, I always am encouraged in my heart. That is the word worship. I know that there's things called worship leaders and all of that. There's only one worship leader, and that's the love of Jesus. And that's the truth. And that word worship means to draw nigh in fervent love to kiss. You look up that meaning of that fervent love. That's the passion of a husband and a wife. That's that passion that he wants to be worshiped with. That's the passion of this verse. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Now, brothers and sisters, we know that this is far more than a friendly kiss. This is more than a peck upon a cheek. This is the intimacy. We had a sermon on it not too long ago of the word knowledge of the love of God, the knowledge between a husband and a wife, the knowledge of that intimacy that surpasses any other relationship that we can even understand in this life. But this word kiss also means to equip the lover with weapons to fight. Going on over to 2 Corinthians 10. This is the kind of fight this kiss also enables us to fight. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise be to God. That's everything. That's everything. There isn't anything that can stand against the word of God. Oh, we thank him for this, brothers and sisters. So we see so clearly here, we have two sides of this bridal lover. We have a lover and we have a fighter. And isn't that something how in 2 Timothy chapter 4, how clear it is. This is the finisher of the race. This is the one, as Brother Paul says, that loves his appearing. This is as Brother Paul said. Oh, that exalted rank of righteousness crown that I've been given. But not only to me, but unto all them also that love his appearing. But those two evidences, those two sides, that lover and fighter, are so apparent right there. They're the ones that kept the faith. That word kept means love, cherish the faith. There's the lover. And also, they were the one that fought the good fight of faith. The fighter. Now, both of these, brothers and sisters, such necessity. This is where the Lord's laid my heart. These are two areas, the lover faith and the fighter faith, that both need to be fully matured and fully grown in our lives. And first of all, you think of the lover faith. This is the knowledge of all truth. That Holy Ghost shedding the love of God abroad in our heart. The Holy Ghost, praise God, taking all the things of Christ and making them yours, showing them unto you. See, that was the type again that you go right back to Genesis 24. When the master sent his servant, when God has sent the Holy Ghost to find the bride for his son. That was Abraham sending Eliezer to find the bride, which happened to be Rebekah at that well, for Isaac, his son. And what was the first thing that he said to her? I have all the things of the master with me, and they're all for you. The Holy Ghost who takes all the things of Christ and makes them yours. It's right there, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it? It's so evident. It's such a cookie on a shelf. It's so praise be to God by the Holy Ghost and by the grace of God only. This is what I see. Eyes enlightened with understanding to see the whole counsel of God, to have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Take all the things of the Father. Take his Son. Now, praise the Lord. How wonderful. And we know that this lover faith is in one gospel. Amen. And that's in Paul's gospel. And that's why Brother Paul said, you follow me as I follow Christ. That's why Brother Paul said, if anybody comes in here and preaches any other gospel, let him be accursed. Even me. Throw him right on out of here because there is no other gospel. Know it. That's your word. Praise the Lord. And that is the word. And brothers and sisters, Paul's gospel is that gospel of Jesus Christ and his bride. That's the rib portion gospel out of the body of Christ. And she is so in love, this lover, this lover faith, that nothing satisfies her but the strong meat. Nothing sits well with her unless it's Paul's gospel preached to its fullest. I hear that often, and I am thankful to God. I'm thankful for the longing. I'm sad for the famine. But I'm thankful for the longing that I hear in those that have moved away. And how many calls over and over I get, brother, is there a church that would preach this message? Do you know of a meeting? And I can tell you in pretty much 99% of the cities in this country, unfortunately, This is a very rare thing to hear. A lot of people love the Lord, but very few people really know how in love Jesus is with them. Now, I'm thankful that there are those that it's got to be the love story over and over and over and over. It's like I told you, when you were really in love with somebody and see you guys got, well, I guess you could say it with emails now or texts or chirps or tweets or bleeps or whatever they are. I don't use a lot of that stuff because I don't understand them and I get in trouble because I like to talk into that thing. You may never know what kind of message you get from me. So we kind of stop that. But, as I've said many times, I was thankful from my love. There were times I got a letter in that mailbox every single day. And did I say, man, I'm getting tired of those letters? Nope. I wanted more. And I wanted the letter to be longer. Could you tell me again? Well, that's what the Lord does. Know these things. And that's when you'll be so happy in Jesus. But praise be to God. This is that lover faith. But then we have the fighter faith. This is the faith that believes that truly nothing is hard for God. These are those ones that take those weapons, that take the truth and all the promises of God, and by the grace of God are confident in the Lord and patient that He has spoken it and He'll do it. The lover faith and the fighter faith. And these two sides, it's so wonderful because that's how God does it. He doesn't have two isolated things. They all work together. They're all working together and they all, it magnifies the other. The more love or faith you'll have, the more you'll be willing to fight the good fight of faith. The more you love, the more you'll fight. And then the more fighter faith that we possess, the more victory that we walk in, the more you fall in love with Him. You're in awe. And you say, thank you, Lord, you're so faithful and true. But why not? Because this is what the Word of God assures us. It's grace for grace. He has given us all grace. And even the more. And it's all sufficiency and it never ends. And these two sides of this bride, the faith love and the fighting faith, must be fully grown to win Him. And maybe even better said, must always be growing. Always be growing. Understand, Lord, we're ever learning of the magnificence of You. Now think about this in the lives of those that have gone before us. You think about King David. Oh, how he magnified the lover faith, didn't he? He was a lover. I love David. I mean, he was so in love, he had to keep singing. Writing all these psalms and just out there, you know, singing to sheep, singing to Saul, the evil spirit king. He was singing and singing and just in love, hallelujah, because he was the man after God's own heart. It said he walked perfect in all the ways of God. His heart was perfect because it was complete in truth. He believed the whole counsel of God that was offered to him. But where David would wane in faith was not in the lover faith, but was in the fighter faith. His love of the truth faith was perfect, but his fight of faith lapsed him from time to time. How he feared Saul. How sometimes he would fear his enemies. But God. Amen? But God. But love. Don't you think David truly, as Brother Paul said, Lord, take this thorn from me. I don't want this unbelief of Saul. Don't you think that deep down in David's heart, he knew that Saul could not have more power over his life than God? You know it. You know it. And then the frustration that he feared. I know that's not you. I know you just know God's got it all handled and just walk right in it. But let's just have a thought for a moment, just in case. But that was a hard thing for David. And David feared. But he finally knew because of the grace of God as he sang, oh, the Lord has delivered me out of the hand of all mine enemies. And then he went on to say, even King Saul. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful how God works that out? But yet, I think as well too for Timothy's life. He was strong in believing the love and the truth, but lacking living the power of faith and standing in all the promises of the truth, because he became fearful when he heard about Paul's sufferings, didn't he? See, these sufferings kind of can throw us a curveball. They can throw us things that, oh my goodness, I know this truth. I believe in this, Lord. But just like that prophet Elijah, think about all of the things he trusted God for. Think of the truth that he just went on with. He never doubted the truth. He believed in that. But yet, even after all of those victories, oh, Jezebel's just going to destroy me. Too much for me. And yet God, so sweetly, he fed him. Get on up now, son. We got more to go. Hallelujah. But that's the Lord. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, such worthies of faith being attacked so when it came to standing in the truth. Amen. And that's your life. That's our life. And I believe by the grace of God, this is so true for us. I believe most of us here today, I believe it by the grace of God, you do not doubt the bridal message. You do not waver in it. The word has said it and it is so. But I'll tell you what, believing the truth to walk fully in it, in the power of his might, that Lord, in your faithfulness you afflict me. More grace. More grace. But even in that, that's his faithfulness. Because he has to show us time and time and time again. Just like he did Paul. Paul, if I remove that thorn, you would be exalted. You would be magnified instead of magnifying me. So now take the power of Christ which rests upon you and begin to glory in your infirmity. Begin to glory when I'm weak. Begin to glory, Lord, in these things that I wish were necessarily my first instinct. I wish I didn't even have that thought. But oh, thanks be to God for the faithfulness of God. Because it's without that, I wouldn't have the thought of the need of Jesus. Huh? Oh, you rather looking at my defeat? Oh, by the grace of God, may I be affixed on the glory. And that's the word of God. I believe that I am wonderfully and fearfully made. Not and think I was some great specimen to mankind, because I know now I'm not. But I'll tell you what, I'm built for one thing. One thing. Fully purposed. One thing, by the grace of God, to be to the praise and the glory of his grace. And how is that really going to transpire in my life? When I realize, truly realize, that without him, I can't do anything. Without him, I can't praise him. Without him, I can't thank him. Without him, I can't walk the walk. It has to be completely, everything stripped of me, that all that remains, as those brothers got to see when they were going to build all the altars to the men of God. And the Father, he shut that down right then. There ain't going to be nobody glorified and magnified out here but my son. It's going to be Jesus only. Or we ain't going no further. They all got up and said, that's good, God. We'll go with that. Amen. And that's what it is. What a wonder that we see these things and how thankful we are to God that he's caused us to believe it. But then on the other side, you have those ones like the centurion, you know, the guy that really bugs all of us, that he believes the Lord. He just has no doubt. Jesus, you're a busy man. You don't have to come to my house. Just say it and he'll be healed. And I love how Jesus said, oh, such great faith I had not seen in all of Jerusalem. Huh? But you know one thing? That's all it ever said about that life. Praise be to God. Don't know. But one of the things it didn't mention was any more further in the love faith. I think about the life of Samson. He was so like this. You know, Samson never got bent out of shape about God delivering him. Never did he? Maybe he should have. No, I'm just teasing. But he was confident in what the Lord would do. He'd sit there and, you know, they'd start to tie him up. He'd sit there and they would go at him. He'd sit there and they were devising how they were going to defeat him. He just kept eating a grape, whatever it was. His mom and dad would get a little bit upset around, oh, God's got this. God delivered him every time, didn't he? Oh, yes. It was amazing how God would do it over and over. But yet, he never fell in love with the truth, for the first love truth that God was offering his life. And maybe the best example of all of it was the faith of Solomon. He always trusted in God's power and God's wisdom and God's strength in his life. He never doubted God and his omnipotence in his life. But yet Solomon missed the perfect will of God because the love faith was never perfected. The Lord was never his first love. Isn't that amazing? You see, there's the lover faith and there's the fighter faith. And I thank God that we can really sit here and say, Jesus, praise the Lord. It's evident. But where are we today? Are we here today strong in believing God's ability to deliver us? But yet you really don't know that he's passionately in love with you? Or are you the one who really knows that Jesus is in love with you, but you're still quick to fear and quick to murmur when the trials come? Well, let's not be discouraged here today. God doesn't want to ever leave us like that. That's why we're still here. That's why we're hearing truth in love. And in his faithfulness, he said, I'll grow you up. Brothers and sisters, we just need to realize the need. By the grace of God, I'll tell you one thing. I'm learning more and more all the time. Lord, I just want to be sincere before you. You know me. I want to know by the grace of God, in wisdom, in all of those things, but truly in sincerity with a broken heart, with that contrite spirit. He gives grace to the humble to really ask Jesus and to say, Lord, I need to lay hold of more grace. I need grace to see more truth. Amen? I need grace to believe what I see. Amen? I need grace to live what I know. And I need grace, praise God, to rest and wait that, Lord, you will bring it to pass. Oh, praise his name. By the grace of God, Lord, let me yield to it. Lord, in Jesus' name, perfect that double portion testimony in my life. By the grace of God, I do want to live that testimony, brothers and sisters. I don't want to watch it go by. I don't want to just say, well, I know that, but I don't walk in it. I want to be the joy finisher of the race. And that evidence will be, as Brother Paul said, I have kept the faith. I have fought me a good fight of faith. Praise be to God. What a precious wife that I will be to him. What a wonder by the grace of God to have that double portion worked in my life. To say, Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you did it. And why not believe him today? Amen? 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 Why not believe him today? Amen? Why not truly, by the grace of God, walk in that victory? Amen? Truly, to say, Lord, I believe this bridal truth. I believe, praise God, there is a company of saints, Lord, that will be a rib portion, that will meet you in the air. My goodness, they believed that the baby was going to come. handful believing it, but God's word spoke it and it came to pass. Yes. And God's word has spoken this and it will come to pass. I believe that, Lord. Now by the grace of God, by the grace of God, give me the strength, Lord, to walk in all the promises which are yea and amen. It's not hard for God. Is anything too hard for God? Everything's too hard for you, but nothing's too hard for God. And His Son lives in you. Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. And I do believe this. When I live by the faith of the Son of God, I'm so thankful it didn't say there, I live by the faith of Jesse. I live by the faith of Kevin or the faith of Sister Keys. No, we live by the faith of the Son of God. Now that faith, let me tell you something. That's the faith. That's the power. That's the life that lives in you. Believe it. Believe it. Walk. 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 And finish with a full joy. Praise be to God. Let's pray. Jesus.
I will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed upon me. Peace. Peace. That passes understanding. Peace. The good news. The good news. Stay. Stay. Be fixed. Be ready. Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Resist the satanic forces. I will keep you from evil. If you draw nigh unto me, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that again our warfare is not a carnal one. That, Lord, we're so thankful that it is you and your precious word that equips us fully. Thank you again for that love wherewith we are loved. Lord, thank you that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know it's all because of your love. Father, again, all the fullness that you gave to us in your Son. Lord, help us to just believe you and to walk in these things. And Lord, they're strengthened by hearing the word of God. We've heard the word of God today. In Jesus' name, Lord, strengthen us to want to hear more of it. God, cause hearts here to break this morning, Lord, that might have been hard towards some things. That, Lord, maybe I just need to hear this once in a while. Lord, let there be a thirst and a panting in hearts here today. That, Lord, I need you. I need your word. I need your word daily, moment by moment, Lord God. You walk with us and you talk with us. And, Lord, your sheep know your voice. Jesus, again, thank you for all of this enabling, all because of the mercy and grace of you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.